I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Pakistani believers remembered a dark day in history this week. It was 7 years ago. Taliban terrorists blew themselves up outside the All Saints Church. The blast killed 100 believers and injured hundreds more. TWR's Lauren Libby says persecution followed that attack and continues today, but God is still moving. Radio offers the hope of Christ. At least 1,000 Hasidic Jews have returned to Israel after being stuck at the Ukraine-Belarus border for several days. Each year, a group visits the grave of a well-known rabbi that revived Hasidic Judaism in the late 1700s. Thanks to differing COVID-19 restrictions, Belarus let them through, but Ukraine did not. Eric Mock says Slavic Gospel Association partners with the local churches in Ukraine to reach many Jewish communities. Please pray their efforts help draw Jewish people to Christ. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org, a service of One Way Ministries.